Well, good morning. You know, there are a number of reasons why we might laugh with someone. Let me give you a couple to think about. We might laugh with someone if they tell us a funny joke. Maybe you've heard some funny jokes and you laughed. Or maybe you've seen someone wear a silly costume or maybe something like this. And we might laugh a little bit, say, oh, look at that. Mr. Potato Head costume. Or maybe someone would say something kind of, then you might laugh. Why don't we go outside and you can watch me as really fast and jump right over the church building. Could I do that? Well, you're laughing. Some of you are laughing because I'm even telling you that. There are different reasons why we might laugh. Well, in today's Bible reading that Pastor Wagner is going to read in a couple moments from the Gospel of Mark, of all things, we hear that some people laughed at Jesus. Well, they didn't laugh at him because he told a funny joke, and they didn't laugh at him because he was wearing something funny or silly like this costume. Let me tell you about that, just why that was. Here's what happened. You'll be hearing this story in a moment. There was this church leader. His name was Jairus, and he was with Jesus. In fact, he came to Jesus for a reason. He came to Jesus because he needed help. You see, Jairus had a girl, 12 years old, who was very, very sick and dying. So he came to Jesus for help. But before they could travel back to the house where this girl was, she died. It was very sad. But then Jesus reassured Jairus, the father. He told him, believe. Believe and don't be afraid. Well, Jairus and Jesus then traveled on to the home where this girl was, where his daughter, his 12-year-old daughter, had died. And when they arrived there, Jesus saw a group of people who were very sad and crying. And he said to them, Jesus said, the child is not dead, but asleep. And that's when she's just asleep. You see, they laughed because Jesus said something that to them seemed, well, impossible. It seemed almost ridiculous. They knew that she was dead. Why would Jesus tell them she's just sleeping? Here's why. Because Jesus has power over everything. Jesus is so powerful and so loving. And he has power even over death itself. We all know that Jesus died on the cross for us, don't we? He died on that cross to take away all of our sins. But he didn't stay dead. Yeah, we see that cross and it reminds us of that. And Jesus didn't stay dead. He awoke from his death. He rose from the dead. He was alive again. And because of his love for us, he also will use that power for us, that we too will be alive again and live with him someday. You see, I want you to listen carefully in a moment. When you go back to your seats in just a moment, listen carefully. You'll hear in the story from the book of Mark that the people at first laughed when they heard Jesus say she was only sleeping. But then they were amazed. Because he raised her from the dead. A miracle. She was alive again. When we go to heaven someday, we'll be laughing and happy. Not because we don't think Jesus can do that for us, but because we'll know he also takes us to be with him in heaven too. What a happy and wonderful time that will be someday. So return to your seats now and listen carefully as we hear the gospel lesson.
We rise for the gospel. Mark chapter 5. When Jesus had again crossed over by boat to the other side of the lake, a large crowd gathered around him while he was by the lake. Then one of the synagogue rulers named Jairus came there. Seeing Jesus, he fell at his feet and pleaded earnestly with him, "My daughter, my little daughter, is dying. Please come and put your hands on her so that she will be healed and live." So Jesus went with him. While Jesus was still speaking, some men came from the house of Jairus, the synagogue ruler. "Your daughter is dead," they said. "Why bother the teacher anymore?" Ignoring what they said, Jesus told the synagogue ruler, "Don't be afraid, just believe." He did not let anyone follow him except Peter, James, and John, the brother of James. When they came to the home of the synagogue ruler, Jesus saw a commotion with people crying and wailing loudly. He went in and said to them, "Why all this commotion and wailing? The child is not dead, but asleep." But they laughed at him. After he put them all out, he took the child's father and mother and the disciples who were with him and went in where the child was. He took her by the hand and said to her, "Talitha kumi," which means, "Little girl, I say to you, get up." Immediately, the girl stood up and walked around. She was 12 years old. At this, they were completely astonished. He gave strict orders not to let anyone know about this and told them then to give her something to eat. What a beautiful gospel lesson is set before us. Again, our reminder that in Christ, all things are renewed.